You don't want to miss the conclusion to Dr. Michael Youssef's sermon series, Letters from Jesus.
Laodicea has the distinction of being the only church of all the seven that our soon coming Lord Jesus could not find one blessed good thing to say about them. It resembles many churches in the 21st century. He who has ear, let him hear.
Up next on Leading the Way.
Hello, my friends. 2022 was phenomenal. We've had expansion in Ukraine and in Israel, in many parts of the world. There is an opportunity for me to travel and have face-to-face evangelistic events all over the globe. We have a gift challenge opportunity, and I hope that you're going to take advantage of it so that we continue together, partner, to make the gospel of Jesus Christ known to places that has never been before. God bless.
Despite global slowdowns, Leading the Way's global impact increased exponentially in 2022. This year, your partnership enabled us to launch new programming in Ukraine and Israel, encourage the underground church, lead the lost to Christ at strategic international events, increase our media outreach on new platforms and technologies. As the Word of God goes out from Leading the Way, God is transforming lives.
Many are receiving Christ in my country through your channel.
You have brought true spiritual food to believers in my country.
Now, with Dr. Youssef's massive citywide evangelistic celebrations coming to the U.S., Ireland, Egypt, and Australia in 2023, there is much more work to be done. This month, generous ministry partners are challenging you to help match their gifts to Leading the Way, up to $1.1 million through this special end-of-year gift challenge. Contact us today to double your impact.
A few years ago, there was something, it was a big craze, was known as extreme sports. What is it? Well, it was sport that was taken to an extreme. That's extreme sports. But let me get to the bottom line. I always get to the bottom line. Just about most of those who would be sitting in front of the television screen, watching these, whom they think crazy athletes, performing these extreme sports, are in far more danger than these athletes. You say, Michael, how can that be? When you sit back and watching what appears to be to you is crazy stuff, crazy action. Your blood pressure rises. Often you're munching on some food that's clogging your arteries. Your internalizing stress often mounts. No outlet for that stress to go. Right? In the meantime, the athletes, whom you think they're nuts, they keep their body fit. Because of that fitness, their stress level is lowered. Are you with me? The lungs operate more efficiently. Their overall hurtling through the air is less risky than sitting in front of the television, stuffing their faces. I want to submit to you that this scenario, spiritually speaking, has been repeated millions of times every single day among believers. What do I mean by this? Those who sit back and do nothing for Jesus, except criticize everything and everybody, are in greater danger than those who roll up their sleeves and take risks for God. Those who are forever receiving, consuming, taking, watching are at a far more risk than those who are giving and serving and ministering and doing for Jesus. When you compare these physical couch potatoes with the spiritual couch potatoes, you see the similarities. The spiritual couch potatoes may convince themselves that they are safe, may convince themselves that they are secure, may convince themselves that they are protected. They may convince themselves, what they're doing is that they're being destroyed from the inside out. According to Jesus, the spiritual couch potatoes who belong to the church in the city of Laodicea, they were in danger of being vomited and spit out of his mouth. You have to understand a few things about the city itself. First of all, it was founded in the year 250 BC by Antiochus of Syria. Now, Antiochus of Syria is where the city of Antioch was named after him, and he founded this city and named it after his wife, Laodicea. Laodicea was a remarkable city in every way, in all the ones we've been looking at. This is the most remarkable city of them all. It would have been the kind of city that every business consultant would set as an example for success. Why? Well, it was the center of the manufacturing of the finest clothes. The sheep that were renowned in this Laodicean hill, from which they were famous for soft, violet, black, glossy wool, which was rare and was manufactured in Laodicea. But that's not all. It was the medical center of the region and then became the talk of the world, literally. Nearby the temple of Mancurio, there was a medical school, and it was second to none. In fact, that medical center became world-renowned because they discovered a special salve for the curing of all eye diseases, powder. I want you to think with me. Please just think with me. They are the financial capital of the world, the clothing manufacturing capital of the world, the medical center of the world, and yet Jesus said, I am not impressed. It's a rough translation, but you get the meaning. Something else important about the city of Laodicea. And Jesus focuses on it like a laser beam. The water supply to the city of Laodicea had to travel several miles through underground aqueducts. And the water, because it traveled long distance underground, by the time it reached the city, it was foul, it was dirty, and it was tepid. This water was not hot enough to relax and restore and rejuvenate like the hot springs in the nearby Hierapolis. That's H-I-E-R, Hierapolis. Nearby, they had hot springs where people went there and were rejuvenated. It was not cold enough to refresh like the streams of cold water in the nearby Colossae. Question, what good is that water? What good is it for? It was good for one thing. They drank it to induce vomit. Our resurrected, glorified, soon coming Lord Jesus is saying to them, you are like your water. Your indifference and your complacency is making me sick. Your apathy is making me nauseous. Your half-hearted commitment is making me feel like I have drank a glass of your water. Now, beloved, I am absolutely convinced that this is how our Lord Jesus Christ now feels about so many of the 21st century churches, His churches, that have departed from the truth. Someone said, there are some churches that make Jesus weep. Other churches make Jesus angry. Then others make Jesus sick. I pray to God that our church make Jesus rejoice. So what is the answer? What's the answer? Praise God, I don't have to come with the answer. Praise God, we don't have to come with the answer. Jesus Himself gives the answer. And here the resurrected, glorified Lord Jesus gives them three things. First of all, He alerts them to their dangerous condition. Secondly, He advises them how to get out of their dangerous condition. And finally, He awards them if they get away from their dangerous condition. Here you have it: alert, advice, and award. This is Jesus' alert system. It's His alert system. His alert system. The truth is, most people have blind spots. All of us have blind spots. What makes it worse is that none of us are naturally alert to our blind spots. Otherwise, there wouldn't be blind spots, right? So the question is, how do you react when somebody points you a blind spot? How do you react to it? Now, there's some people react angrily when you point their blind spot. Others receive it graciously and do self-examination and come clean with God and say, Lord, search me, O God. I want to come clean with You. And then there's a third group, third reaction, and those who react apathetically. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the person who said, I'm neither for nor against apathy. Remind me of the preacher who was really preaching, waxing eloquently about apathy and against apathy, and he was preaching his heart out. And then he turned to the person in the front pew and he said, is that not so? And the man said, I don't know and I don't care. That warms the heart of the preacher. Now I'm going to make a statement that's going to startle some of you, not obvious, some of you. I believe with all my heart that apathy is Jesus' number one enemy. Why am I saying this? Listen carefully, please. Because He knows how to deal with the red-hot fanatics. He knows how to deal with the cold enemy. But it's a tepid, apathetic, lukewarm person that makes Him sick. And here in this letter to the believers in the city of Laodicea, our glorified Lord Jesus is telling them, your blind spot is that you are not realistic in your self-assessment. You are smug in your self-satisfaction. You are resting on your worldly reputation. You are placing your total confidence in your material resources. You're puffed up with your wealth. In other words, you're blind to your true condition. Oh, Lord, may that never be said of me. You are materially rich, but you're spiritually penniless. You may be dressed up in the designer clothes, but you're spiritually and shamefully naked. You may be able to boast about your I self, but you are truly spiritually blind to what is really matters. All sins are infectious. But pride is the most infectious and dangerous sin of all. And that is why here Jesus had to speak to them bluntly. He said, wake up and smell the coffee. You are paupers in spite of your banks. You're blind in spite of your eye powder. You're naked in spite of your clothing manufacturing companies. First of all, he does what? And secondly, he advises them. Underline that in verse 18 in your Bible, Revelation 3:18. Just underline it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that verse. It gives me palpitation. It really does. It's just an amazing verse. I counsel you. Say that with me. This verse gives me goosebumps. I'm going to tell you why. The God who said, let there be light, and there it was. The God, the very God who clicked his fingers, and the galaxies began to dance in their orbits. That same God says, I counsel you. What? Yeah. He could have said, I order you. He could have said, I command you. He could have said, I demand of you. But no, he said, I counsel you. Our amazing God, listen, the older I get, the longer I walk with Jesus, the more I am overwhelmed by how amazing our God is. He respects the very freedom that he gives us. He respects the freedom he gives us. You and I know that God can terrify us, but he doesn't. He can order us. Often he doesn't, not in the beginning anyway. He can demand from us, but he doesn't. He prefers first to counsel us. That small voice. He prefers first to advise us. He prefers first to convict us. He prefers first to call us. He prefers first to guide us. He prefers first to lead us. Oh, to be sure, don't miss what I'm going to tell you, there are dire consequences to ignoring his counsel. There is a terrible price to be paid for continuous disobedience. Oh, I know that. I know it. But he always starts the process with counseling us, advising us, his small voice speaking gently and softly. Have you heard that small voice? So what is Jesus' counsel to the believers in Laodicea? He says, come and buy from me true spiritual gold that will make you truly rich. Come and buy from me real spiritual clothes that will cover your sin and guilt. Come and buy from me good spiritual eye salve that will open your spiritual eyes. Some of you heard the word or read buy, and you said, buying? What is this? Are we going to buy salvation now? Is salvation for sale? Or is Jesus saying, come and buy from me? What is this all about? No, of course not. You know it's not. No one in a million knows. I want to tell you. Listen carefully. This is the best buy of your lifetime. This is the biggest deal in the whole universe. This is the greatest bargain in all of human history. When you come in repentance, you exchange your sin for his forgiveness. You exchange your failure with his success. You exchange your pain for his healing. You exchange your pride in your sin for his humility. You exchange your worthless self-righteousness for his true righteousness. You exchange the rust of your stubbornness and rebellion for his gold of obedience. You come and you exchange your pride of your ideas and your opinions for the true peace and contentment that only God can give you. Have you ever known a bargain like that? Only a foolish person turns a bargain like that down. This exchange is not exchange of equal sums. You pay X to get Z. No, 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 no. This is not an equal exchange. I am giving him my trash for his riches. I'm giving him my sin for his forgiveness. I'm giving him my worry and anxiety for his peace. A question that's often raised regarding these in the Church of Laodicea, were they really carnal believers or are they never believers at all? But you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Don't get sidetracked. If Satan has blinded someone's heart, it does not matter whether that person is a churchgoer or not. In fact, there's so many people, hearts are blinded, who are churchgoers. It doesn't matter whether that person has heard the truth, then turned their back on that truth, or never heard the truth at all. It doesn't matter. The message of the resurrected, glorified Jesus is the same. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Will you open your heart? He alerts. He advises. And then he awards. Isn't that amazing? His greatest award is for those who overcome, and he will give them the right to sit on the throne with him. Now, let me tell you something, that boggles my mind. We're going to sit on the throne with Jesus. First, he said, give me your trash, and I'll give you gold in exchange. Then he says, if you accept this unbelievable exchange, then you'll sit on the throne with me. Now, beloved, this award exceeds all the other promises, all of them, that we have seen in the other six churches. This exceeds them all. Exceeds them in glory. It exceeds them in honor. Exceeds them in authority. I want to conclude by something I left. It's in all the seven letters. Everyone at the end of every letter says the same thing. I didn't touch it. I left it all the way to the end. Every letter end, he who has ear, let him hear. It means that you cannot sit here or watching online or wherever you are and say, wow, this is a great message for so-and-so. Or I wish so-and-so was here to hear that message. That's what it means. It means it's for you who have heard it. It means this message for everyone who reads it or hears it. This message is for you. Every admonition is for you. Every promise is for you. Every encouragement is for you. He who has ear, let him hear.
Countless viewers have been impacted by Leading the Way's Finding True Peace spots that have aired on television and streamed online.
I was on the Business News, Fox Channel, and there was Dr. Michael Youssef. He was reaching out to the viewers and talking about finding true peace, that we can find it through Jesus Christ.
And Christ is inviting you to experience his grace and mercy.
I've been fighting to find my way back to God. I need faith more than ever. I'm glad I saw Dr. Youssef's commercial.
I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, come unto me, all who are carrying heavy burdens and worry and anxiety, and I will give you rest.
Visit FindingTruePeace.com.
This program invites viewers to visit FindingTruePeace.com. where they can learn more, ask questions, and get connected with a counselor who can explain the gospel to them. The response to this invitation has been massive.
I need answers. I need God in my life. Thank you for providing this access.
No one has spoken the word of God to me with such an impact as Dr. Youssef.
Thank you, Leading the Way, for leading me to Christ.
If you're watching around the world, go to findingtruepeace.com. Many pastors on the phone, ready to take your calls from wherever you are.
The Finding True Peace campaign is just one of the many ways Leading the Way is expanding its reach, directly speaking life and truth into the homes of people who desperately need it. Through initiatives like this one and many others, Leading the Way is growing and expanding connections across the globe. You can be a part of what God is doing through Leading the Way. Contact us today to learn more. Despite global slowdowns, Leading the Way's global impact increased exponentially in 2022. This year, your partnership enabled us to launch new programming in Ukraine and Israel, encourage the underground church, lead the lost to Christ at strategic international events, increase our media outreach on new platforms and technologies. As the Word of God goes out from Leading the Way, God is transforming lives.
Many are receiving Christ in my country through your channel.
You have brought true spiritual food to believers in my country.
Now, with Dr. Youssef's massive citywide evangelistic celebrations coming to the U.S., Ireland, Egypt, and Australia in 2023, there is much more work to be done. This month, generous ministry partners are challenging you to help match their gifts to Leading the Way, up to $1.1 million through this special end-of-year gift challenge. Contact us today to double your impact. Check out Leading the Way's smartphone app. With the Leading the Way app, you can watch recent episodes of Leading the Way, listen to sermon series, as well as read special daily devotionals written by Dr. Youssef. You can even watch Leading the Way live events on your mobile device or follow along with a daily Bible reading plan to keep you consistent in your walk with the Lord. Download the Leading the Way smartphone app to your device so you can be plugged into and stay connected with what God is doing through Leading the Way all over the globe. Just search for Leading the Way on your Apple, Android, or Amazon Fire device to download the app today. Passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth, Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef thanks you for your faithful support through your continued prayers and gifts.
We have come to the most wonderful time of the year, a time to celebrate traditions, both old and new. But Christmas points to a far greater reality. God gave us the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, who came to save sinners, offering us a real hope for a better future. Do you know the real reason for Christmas? Join us as we celebrate the birth of our King and the true hope of the world. Next week on Leading the Way.